Hi, my name is Delaney, and I'm currently taking a high school level health science course in the state of Texas. Today in this podcast, I will be discussing a variety of ways to prevent people from acquiring a mental illness. There are many different types of mental illnesses. Some are obtained through their environment, others are passed through genetics, but most of them may have a little bit of both factors contributing to it. A lot of the time, the majority of the illness can be prevented or avoided. We just have to set ourselves up for that success. All right, so first, let's talk about diet. Diet is very, very important to make sure you are maintaining a healthy and steady one, as well as do not limit your diet nor overeat. In order to be sure you are within the limits of a healthy diet, you first need to consume anywhere between 6 to 8 servings of whole grains each day. An example of a single serving would be a slice of bread, an ounce of dry cereal, or about half a cup of cooked pasta or rice. Along with the daily 6 to 8 servings of whole grains, vegetables are a necessity. For best results, eat a wide variety of different types and colored vegetables. The preferred amount of daily intake is around 4 to 5 servings a day. An example of a single serving of a vegetable is 1 cup of raw leafy vegetables, or half a cup of cooked or cut up raw leafy vegetables. Fruits are just like vegetables, so make sure you receive a variety of colors as well as types, and about 4 to 5 servings per day. An example may include 1/4 cup of dried fruit, 1/2 cup of fresh, frozen, or canned, or 1 medium or baseball-sized fruit like an apple or an orange. Moving on from the 4 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables comes dairy, which can be obtained in many different forms, such as milk, yogurt, cheese. The preferred intake is 2 to 3 servings per day, so you could eat or drink 1 cup of low-fat milk or yogurt, or 1.5 ounces of cheese, and by the end of the day, it should be equivalent to about 2 to 3 servings. Protein is very important, but can be easily consumed incorrectly by eating burgers, excusing it for protein, or believing that pork chops or red meat is healthy. The leaner the meat, the better. Fish and poultry are almost always a good choice. The daily serving for protein, like lean meats, poultry, or salmon, is less than 6 ounces a day. 1 good serving of protein could be about 3 ounces of grilled salmon or the palm of your hand sized cooked meat. In addition to the main food categories, it is healthy to consume about a weekly 4 to 5 servings of nuts or seeds and 5 or less servings of sweets or added sugars each week. And to sum up the discussion on diet, receiving an insufficient amount of B vitamins, which come from a wide variety of what you should be consuming daily, is known to be a contributing factor to which those who suffer from a mental illness. Something very important to avoid is falling into the arms of drugs and alcohol. Many people think that drinking away their problems and getting intoxicated is a way to fix their problems, but it isn't an escape, and it will only destroy your body, both physically, but it can make the prevention even more difficult. Of course, consumption of alcohol with limits is okay, so if you do choose to drink, at least be sure that it isn't for the wrong reasons. Sleep is such an important factor with mental illnesses and is something that can have a serious effect on our bodies, especially in the long run. Because of the effects of sleep deprivation has on our mind and body, it is highly recommended that we receive between 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night. In addition to receiving 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, keep a consistent record of when you go to sleep and when you wake up will also play an important role, so maintain a steady schedule. Moving on to physical activity or exercising. Exercising our body has revealed to release a chemical that gives our mind the feeling of goodness about ourselves and naturally improves our feeling toward our own general well-being. Although exercising your body is important, it is also good to exercise your brain as well. Your mind needs a sufficient amount of challenging tasks such as solving a puzzle, doing Sudoku or crossword, or even a video game that requires hand-eye coordination within the reason, of course. Along with challenging your brain, doing things such as painting or coloring, like in a coloring book, is a way to focus your mind and relax your body. Next is stress. Now, although we can't typically control the things that happen in our life to cause stress, we can eliminate the things that aren't worth the stress, as well as find a way to cope with the stress that can't be controlled. Many ways to cope with stress are listed above, as well as yoga, exercise, sleeping, and eating habits, and therapy. Although there are plenty of more examples of healthy ways to relieve stress, therapy brings me to the next topic. Therapy isn't at all like the kind you see in movies where you're lying back in a chair while the therapist silently takes notes. It also doesn't have to be a weekly visit or an everyday visit. It is perfectly healthy and normal to schedule appointments ever so often just to vent to someone who you know won't tell anyone and someone that you are comfortable with. Talking to someone about what is going on in our lives is something that people see as small or maybe even silly, but it is more likely than will help, whether that be a friend, family, or a specialist. Similar to what I discussed about stress and eliminating the unnecessary, you should always surround yourself with positive people. Do not spend your free time or time at all with people who are consistently bringing your self-esteem down. Even people aren't specifically bringing you down. Our peers' negativity, in general, has a strong impact on our day-to-day mood, which over a long period of time could potentially trigger a mental illness. In our current society, as unfortunate as it is to say, there is a growing stigma against mental illnesses, so it is incumbent that we are promoting mental health as well as individually playing a part in preventing mental illnesses. Anyone can easily prevent it by helping to keep positive atmospheres within the workplace, school, home life, and anywhere else you regularly reside. People everywhere are suffering from mental illnesses, some more obvious than others, so make sure that the only impact you leave upon others is a positive one, because it all starts with you.